Good morning, SP. Yeah, we welcome to this precious morning time again. Today, I want to share two stories that also happened in the early morning. One is from the four Gospels, and the other happened to me. Okay, speaking the story in the four Gospels that happened in early morning, which event comes to your mind? The story I want to talk about today is from the last chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 21. The story in the chapter feels like a standard movie ending. When the most exciting parts are over, when our feelings have calmed down, and when we want to think about the whole journey, some important people and things show up again. It seems to have returned to the starting point of the story. Actually, it is a sign that the next story is about to begin. Let's read the scripture together, John chapter 21, verses 1 to 14. After this, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. This is how he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and the two other disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We will go with you too." So they went out and go into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught any fish?" They answered, "No." Jesus said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were not able to pull the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he wrapped his outer clothes around him and jumped into the sea. The other disciples followed in the small boat, pulling the net full of fish, for they were not far away from the shore. When they landed, they saw a fire of the burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of the large fish, 153 of them. Even with so many fish, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Amen. Amen. This was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples. When we picture the Lord appearing, perhaps what comes to mind is more like what's in Catholic artworks, high up and lofty. But it wasn't like that. It's recorded here that Jesus stood on the shore, caring about if they had caught any fish or told them how to catch more. Then he made charcoal fire and made a breakfast of grilled fish and bread for them himself. What a beautiful picture. Imagine if it were now. On the second floor of SP, the Lord himself appears, asking how your work is going, how is your business, how is your house, have you found a boyfriend? Then he tells you not to worry, makes your breakfast and calls you to eat. And this is the third time he has appeared to you. How would you feel? I think your life would be totally changed. You're probably wouldn't care about the work, business, or a boyfriend anymore. You would only think, Lord, why do you love me so much? Is there anything you want me to do for you? Yes, the Lord's presence changes everything. Many Muslims come to follow the Lord like this way. I once went to a Muslim restaurant to eat, and the owner came over to share the story. He said that he and his family dreamed of Jesus appearing to them at night. The next day, his whole family believed in the Lord. It is said that many Muslims came to believe in Jesus when he appears to them himself. That really has a very powerful feeling. However, do you all remember what I said at the start? This part of the story where Jesus' appearance happens at the end and is a sign that a new story is about to begin. And the new story changes from Jesus' appearance to Jesus' presence. The dramatic effort of the miracles turns into a stable, silent presence that helps you grow, like soft rain, soft presence that nurtures like a gentle rain, a power of deeper commitment and intimate interaction. Jesus promised us that he would be with his disciple to the very end of the age. So the power that goes with us on our new journey is his presence. Believing in the power of the presence can support us run the final part of the race until eternity. So this morning we will pray together to thank him for his presence, to believe in his presence. If you find the word presence a bit hard to picture, my next story might help you to see it very beautiful more clearly. It was when I was about 13 years old, and I really loved photography. I lived in a very small city with snow-capped mountains, the Gobi Desert, another desert, and a very beautiful starry sky. It was for sure a very perfect place for a photograph, letting me have all the fun I wanted. I still remember a cold winter morning back then. I got up very early. Really, I barely slept all night because I had just learned a place where I could take wonderful snow pictures. The first snow had just fallen there, and the river was flowing quietly into the distance through the snow. My goal was to get there before sunrise and take out my camera. It was completely dark outside. I quietly got dressed and picked up my camera bag, ready to leave. But just as I was about to go out, the living room light turned on. My dad, with sleepy eyes, got up and asked if I was going out to take a picture. I said yes. He said, wait a minute, I will go with you. He grabbed a bottle of hot water, put on a very heavy coat, and went out with me. We rode our bikes through the city and then through the country roads. Only the morning light and the starlight let us see the gravel road a little bit. The rest was the totally darkness. We could only hear the sound of our own breathing and the tides rolling over the stones. It was very, very quiet all around. as if the world has disappeared. After writing for a long time, my dad finally spoke up and asked, "We will have a long way. Did you really plan to go out alone just now? Aren't you afraid of the wild dogs in the countryside? Aren't you afraid someone might rob your expensive camera equipment? What if you get lost?" Actually, I couldn't see his face in the dark, but I could feel him right there, riding his back next to mine, just a little ahead. To make a long story short, I got the picture I wanted, the river covered in the snow in the early morning, but my feet had stepped into the ice, the snow, and the river. By the time I got out, I was very, very cold. But now, far away, I saw my dad had started a charcoal fire, just like the Jesus made a charcoal fire for his disciples on the shore. My dad had me take off my shoes, took out my insoles, and started to dry them for me. Holding the hot tea my dad handed me, I watched the morning sunlight shine through the rising blue smoke, making my dad's eyes sparkle. So I can kind of imagine of God's presence. Maybe it's like being with someone with love, concern, and care. And it also drives away the cold for you. To be honest, I'm not that into the photograph anymore, but I will never forget the feeling of my dad being with me. He was what made me feel safe. Even though this part of the Bible talks about Jesus appearing to the disciples, we know the Lord is always there, whether we can see him or not. Yeah, please worship team come. The Bible says he is with us and nothing can separate us from his love. This should be what makes us feel safe. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We will go with you too." They went out and go into the boat, and the night they caught nothing. By the way, I think Peter really didn't want to go fishing anymore. His heart was only thinking of the Lord. He wanted to go fishing just to pass the time when he couldn't see the Lord. When he heard John say the Lord had come, he didn't even get a clear look before jumping into the water and swimming towards the Lord. He only wanted to the Lord's presence. He didn't care about the fish at all. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught any fish?" The Lord's presence shows he cares about our daily lives and how we are feeling. Jesus said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." The Lord's presence guides us to abundance. The Lord's presence gave Peter comfort and strength once again, making him once again leave everything to follow the Lord. After Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, knew the Lord was always with him, I believe that power made him able to die for his faith, just like Stephen did. Verse 10, Jesus said to them, "Bring some of fish you have just caught." The Lord makes the work of our hands valuable and respects the effort we put in. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and fish for them. The Lord called them to come near him, but the disciples didn't dare. So the Lord took the first step and walked over to give them the bread and fish. The Lord's presence is also him personal inviting you and taking the first step to coming near you. I feel that this morning, the Lord wants to say to some people that he is not only with you now, with you in the future, and within you eternity. He was also with you in your past. Whether you went through happy or sad times, he was right there with you. Let's pray together this morning, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us to believe in the power of God's presence. Our commitment to him is believing that he is always with us. We see because we believe. If you feel lonely, please let the truth that God is always with you replace any lies. If you feel insecure, please believe in God's presence, and you will not be driven by fear and pressure to do things you don't have peace about doing. If you lack what you need in your feelings or in material things, please believe that God is with you, and by following his lead, you will cast the net on the right side of the boat.
I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Christ is my reward. Everything I need. decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning.
Maybe someone, urinary system got problem. Yeah, I think God will heal the urinary system. If that's you, please receive. So finally, we pray for ourselves. We know the Lord dwells within us, and we also have His constant presence with us every moment. Lord, we ask you to reveal the will that delights your heart to each one of us. For the sake of your will, your actions, your authorities, and your kingdom. Lord, build us up in the body of Christ. Build us up in loving one each other. Build us up in God's eternal purpose. And build us up in His life. Lord, let us be close to connect, for your kingdom is not limited by national borders. We also pray that your great presence would be powerful, manifest in our gatherings, so that everyone may rise up and respond to your kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. After you pray for yourself, our EMP for today will be concluded. Thank you.